Let's now go to KJZZ's Casey Kuhn, who's at the Isaac Elementary School District off West McDowell Road near the I-17. Isaac schools were open today, albeit operating on a half-day schedule. Casey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So what are you seeing there?
Right. So I came here bright and early around 7:30 to welcome the students here with the principal, who has been working on a half day schedule since Tuesday. I'm at James B. Sutton Elementary School. It's K-5. And I would say the morning was hectic for sure. A lot of students in the cafeteria getting their breakfast and over the speakers, of course, we'd hear, okay, now these students go with this teacher. And it was kind of like handing papers out of, okay, this substitute teacher gets these kids. And but it was, I mean, controlled chaos might be the better way to say it, because everyone got to their classrooms right as the bell was ringing.
So Casey, is there sort of a sense of excitement among the students, among the teachers who are there for kind of being back in the classroom after all of this?
Oh, that's a good question. I talked to one teacher who she works with kindergarten students, and she said that she's really happy to be back. She's really glad that things are starting to get slowly back to normal, but that at the same time, you know, she said that the funding is still not there. It's not like this money is in today. And she told me a little bit about how the lack of custodians, basically. She had to clean her own room, and they only got to the bathrooms. And so it wasn't just a, hey, we're all back, this is great, let's be, mm-hmm. you know, positive. There was still a air of, well, the budget's passed, so now what? And what are we going to see here?
Casey, have you gotten a sense from anybody at the school about how they plan to get things back to normal and maybe make up for the time that the students and the teachers lost?
Yeah, I talked to the principal about that, and he said that they're still working on that. He said that they've also were able to plan about a week ahead of time before last Thursday, when the teachers initially walked out of school and they had to close the classes or close the schools. And he said that that's planning is still going on. He worked, you know, the days that the schools were closed, and has been working with his district. And then also another thing I wanted to mention is I did the rounds with him this morning, and everyone was kind of excited to get back to class. Everyone was mostly in silent reading, and the classrooms were full because they had to consolidate a few. And the principal I was with said that they have about 3/4 of the staff here today.
Yeah, so you spent the morning with the principal there. Tell us a little bit about the administration's view of all of this. They have a lot to deal with, like you said, about going forward and figuring out how to make up these days. But have they been supportive of the whole thing and working with their district?
Yeah, I actually asked him, I said, are you even allowed to talk about that? Are you allowed to talk about the Red for Ed movement? And he kind of stopped and said, what do you mean? And I said, well, how do you feel about this? And his answer basically was a pretty generic one, saying, you know, I support my teachers, I support my students. So that's kind of where I was able to go with that. But I did, in one of the classrooms we walked into, there was a teacher, and a lot of actually staff and teachers here are wearing Red for Ed shirts. You know, it's not over. It's not like they're ignoring this. And one teacher even had brought her sign that she had out there yesterday that had the names of her students. And, you know, here's the number of my students that have been underfunded. And she did say she did talk about that with them.
All right. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn in the West Valley. Casey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.